This show is a member of the Secular Outreach Network, an affiliation of Secular Media Producers. Learn more at secularoutreach.com.
Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now... a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years...
many years of yakking at each other...
we're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
See, we're sticking with this intro because I guess you could say you've put your foot down, which... I suppose it doesn't happen too often.
Well, it happens often enough.
Yeah, well, it works, so I guess we'll stick with it.
All right, fine.
But we do hope everyone had a good weekend, and now we're back.
Yeah, and we're going to get into the show.
That's what we're here for.
Let's start out with Twitter.
Twitter followers.
Twitter followers, yeah. So we have the Atheist Podcast. You think it's Atheist Podcast because they're Canadian. Or Atheist. See, A.
A.
Atheist.
Yeah.
A Lifetime of Regret.
Interesting.
Paul Sading, member of the Sun Network.
Ah.
Juan A. Diaz. The Humanist Blogger. Darren Boros. Inopportune. A Secular Jew. Lawrence Lazarus. Juan Diego. I guess Juan Diego was taken.
If that's even what the reference is.
Mal. An Atheist Sea Cat.
And hopefully we said everyone's name correctly.
If not,
it's his fault.
Let me know.
Yes, because it's totally his fault.
Yes. All right. I think we'll just get right on into the show then.
Yes, let's.
First story. Atheist legislator says public schools are atheist-based in letter to constituent.
You do know you just said atheist legislator, right?
Wow. Let's try that again. Oklahoma.
You can't even read what you wrote.
I don't know. Oklahoma legislator says public schools are atheist-based in letter to constituent.
That's much better.
Oklahoma State Rep. Travis Dunlap recently received an email from a constituent who urged him to vote against a bill that would allow taxpayer money to fund religious schools. So a voucher program type thing, right?
Okay.
The resident who has children in the Bartlesville Public Schools wrote that even as a Christian woman, she does not want her tax dollars to go to religious private schools. Huh. I agree, right?
Right.
It's a bad idea.
Right.
Dunlap wrote in response to her email, I only want to point out that I hear many parents who choose alternative education express the same frustration when they see what their tax dollars support at public school, which are atheist-based.
Atheist-based schools?
Atheist-based schools. Public schools.
Oh, so I was going to say public schools are atheist-based schools, correct?
Yes. That's what he said.
That's a new one.
But he did make an apology.
Uh-huh.
Sort of.
I was going to say, sure.
All right. And I think it's actually worse than what he said.
No, okay.
I in no way wanted to insult teachers or people who are in the schools or comment really on anything that schools were doing. Now, let's stop there.
Because right now he wants to apologize to them for saying it's an atheist-based school because that's a dirty word. It's an insult.
He insulted them by calling them atheists. Correct.
So it's an insult within an apology.
Yes. But he goes on.
Uh-huh.
It was merely an acknowledgement of what our society and culture has decided would be the basis for schools, which a more useful term would have been secular. And that I agree with. He could have called it secular schools.
Right.
And that's part of the problem is people always confuse the word atheist and secular.
Which they are not.
They are not the same.
No.
Atheist is someone who lacks a belief in God. Secular is a system without religion.
And it's a lack of belief in any God.
Yeah, a God, any God, whatever.
Yeah, well, you kind of miss the A when you say that.
Yeah.
You can hear the word any much clearer than a God with the way you kind of like sail through it.
Whatever. Fine.
But yeah, I mean, they are not the same.
No, they're not. And the schools are certainly not atheist based. They are secular religion.
If they were atheist based, we would have like, you know, I was thinking.
We would have signs in No God We Trust.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, instead of In God We Trust.
I was thinking a few other things, but.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So that's frustrating and, you know, kind of insulting to atheists.
You think?
To say that it's an insult to call someone else an atheist.
Yeah, that's what I took from it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And just to think that because you have a public school where you cannot have you know, any religion within a public school, he basically sees that as a bad thing right. all around, regardless yeah. of what you call it.
Yeah, that's no good at all.
Yeah, so.
All right, I think we'll move on.
Next story.
Something less fun.
Oh, okay.
Republican says rape doesn't lead to pregnancy because of the trauma.
Of the incident.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah. During a hearing on a bill to require women seeking abortions to receive a list of free ultrasound providers, many of which are actually crisis pregnancy centers, which that attempt to shame, trick, and misinform them into carrying pregnancies to term. So this is a bill going through what state? I forgot what state.
You didn't write that
down. I didn't write that down. Anyway.
It's not like you.
I know. I'll look it up later.
All right.
Anyway, so this bill going through requires an ultrasound to be done before the abortion.
Right.
And they give the people a list of places to go get an ultrasound.
And this is for any circumstance. Abortion,
any circumstances, right?
Okay.
And they a lot of them are these crisis pregnancy centers, which are religiously run, and they give them false information and mislead them.
Yeah,
and try to convince them not to go through with the abortion.
Well, I was going to say, I find that rather odd that they tend to be religious based. Right. I mean, kind of backdoorish, right. I guess.
Well, I'll continue on with what I was saying.
All right.
Now that I've explained that.
Okay.
Representative Pete Nielsen made a comment.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm of the understanding that in many cases of rape, it does not involve any pregnancy because of the trauma of the incident. That may be true with incest a little bit.
Is the guy from another planet?
Right.
That is the most ignorant thing I've heard. I mean, first of all, how many times do you, I want to say, tell teenagers it can happen the very first time, yeah. you know, that kind of thing.
Well,
let alone incidences.
He has his credentials.
Credentials?
Yeah, he's the father of 5 daughters.
He should know. Seriously?
Yeah,
he has 5 daughters?
And when questioned, he said, it doesn't happen as often with consensual sex because of the trauma involved.
How can you be that, I just want to say, stupid?
You can say that. It's your show.
Well, because that's the only thing right now I can think of. I mean, to say, first of all, he thinks that the trauma of it will prevent that from happening. Are you kidding me? Yeah.
In fact, I have something. I looked it up.
And wait a minute. Just interrupt you. What does he mean? How can he mean also to be a little bit true with incense? Incense.
Yeah, incense doesn't cause
incest.
Pregnancy.
I mean,
well, normally.
I was going to say, where does he get the fact that that can be a little bit true with incest?
So I did a little bit of research.
All right, fine.
And there's actual science on this. And it says it's totally false.
Yikes.
In fact, science has found that women not on birth control are possibly twice as likely to conceive from a sexual assault than through consensual intercourse.
Oh, I find that actually interesting. Yeah. I mean, but I certainly didn't think it was the other way around either.
Right.
At all.
It would be at least the same.
More of what I thought. It's no different. I would think it would have been no different from, you know, consensual or a trauma like that.
Right.
But the fact that it actually is more likely,
I
didn't know that.
I find that
interesting.
I only went to one study, so it could be.
Oh, that's false. Not like you.
I know.
You usually go to more than one.
I know. But this one was confirmation bias, so I was good.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, but the complete ignorance of this guy.
Exactly.
And this guy is a legislator somewhere. I don't know where.
It's really frightening. It really is when you learn about all these different people in power and their thoughts and ideas, and then they're in a power position. And it's like, that's really scary to know that they have access to that kind of power, but yet their mindset, their knowledge, it's really leaves something to be desired.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on to something again.
Else.
Girl Scouts face opposition from St. Louis Archbishop.
Okay.
The Archdiocese of St. Louis is encouraging Roman Catholics to scale back ties with Girl Scouts, advising church members to think twice about membership and even about buying cookies.
Why? Because they're not as judgmental?
That's part of it. In a letter addressed to priest followers and scout leaders, he said, Girl Scouts is exhibiting a troubling pattern of behavior, and it is clear to me that as they move in the ways of the world, it is becoming increasingly incompatible with our Catholic values.
Yeah, it's called acceptability.
So, yeah, here's my issue with this.
Uh-huh.
I don't trust Catholic values. They're not exactly high on my list of people to trust.
Oh, I was going to say.
The Girl Scouts are way higher on that.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like the Catholics have a history that would make you not trust them.
No, not at all.
That's why they're not liking the Girl Scouts right now, because they're becoming more accepting of people.
They allow lesbians in.
Right, exactly.
They have some policies that allow transgender males in, or transgender females.
Uh-huh.
Right?
They're not liking any of that.
And they don't have a prohibition against atheists.
Uh-huh. That's why the Catholic values are not matching with them, because the Catholic Church is completely against those things.
Yeah. So, he also disbanded the Archdiocese Catholic Committee on Girl Scouts. So that's gone. There's no more committee on Girl Scouts, and has decided to replace it with the Catholic Committee for Girls Formation that will include alternative youth leadership programs. And I decided to do a little digging on this to see what exactly was said.
Right? Uh-huh.
And there's an FAQ on the Archdiocese website, and it says this: while there is currently no prohibition on continuing your Girl Scout troop, we are asking Scout leaders and parish leaders to seriously evaluate all elements of the program. Is the program fulfilling its duty to form our young women into Catholic women of God?
Wait, they're asking this of the Girl Scouts?
No, the leaders of the new youth group.
Of the new youth group, okay. Right.
So I decided to see what the mission statement of the Girl Scouts was. See if they were supposed to make good Catholic women.
Okay.
They're not.
Oh.
This is the mission statement of a Girl Scout. Girl Scouting builds girls of courage, confidence, and character who make the world a better place. That's it.
That's it?
That's it. There's nothing in there about making Catholic women of God.
Then why are they asking that of them?
They're not asking that of them. They want to cut ties because they don't think Girl Scouts is doing enough bigotry.
Yeah, exactly, because that's the Catholic value.
Yeah.
I don't understand how they can be so discriminating and sleep at night, you know?
I agree. And what's sad is the majority of Catholics are not like the Catholic leadership. No. Seriously, they're
individually,
not.
Individual
Catholics are not like their church. Which is why I don't understand why people remain Catholic.
Not unless you've got, you know, real hardcore Catholics and whatnot. Individually, no, but it's really frustrating and sad to see how discriminating that they ask others to be and how discriminating that they are. And they think that that's okay.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, how is that being a good person?
I don't know.
I mean, isn't that what you're supposed to be? When you're God-fearing, you're supposed to be a good person and do good things?
That's what I've understood.
Well, when I was a Catholic, when I was a kid, and, you know, I just, you know, I was a young kid, and the only thing I remember is no matter what you did, it was never good enough. You were always sinning. It didn't matter.
I know. Well, it's original sin. You can't get away from it.
You sucked. No matter what you did, you just sucked, because everything you do was wrong.
It's part of the Catholic doctrine. I don't know what you're supposed to do with it.
Yeah, so I don't know, but it's kind of sad.
Yeah, I agree.
Hi there. This is Matthew the Apostle. Have you been wondering if it was your local pastor that ran away with the church's money and the deacon's wife? Do you just want to know if it was your rabbi that was arrested for planting a spy camera in the women's bathhouse? Has it ever crossed your mind that it might just be your archbishop that was arrested for fondling children in his care? Or do you just want to know more about the Southern Baptist pastor who was arrested for seeking a little canine carnal companionship? If you've answered yes to any of these questions, you need to listen to In the Name of God, the podcast, your weekly roundup of the most bizarre and hypocritical actions of the people who claim to live the pure and pious life as dictated by their God. In the Name of God, the podcast, the religious news from the Atheist Apostle, a proud member of the Secular Outreach Network, on the web at secularoutreach.com.
Anyway, I got another one.
All righty.
Alabama attorney files $6 million lawsuit against the 5 SCOTUS justices for same-sex marriage ruling.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a good one.
Okay.
Family law attorney Austin Burdick,
Okay.
I like my way better, but whatever. That's his real name.
Yeah, I like Jerry.
Has filed a $6 million federal lawsuit in the U.S. District Court of Northern Alabama against each of the five Supreme Court justices for ruling in favor of same-sex marriages.
So, really?
Yeah. So that would be Kennedy, Beyer, Bader, Ginsburg, and Sotomayor. Oh, and Kagan.
I was going to say, and one more. And personally naming them in the suit?
Yes.
Because they were for same-sex marriage.
Because they approved it. Here's why.
Approve it, right.
He's charging the five justices with violations of the 5th and 14th Amendment and violation of their oath of office. He claims in the lawsuit that he has suffered damages and harm and seeks recovery of damages exceeding $6 million.
Yes, that's the equivalent.
So here's his damages and harms.
Okay.
He claims that the Obergefell nullifies the Constitution, thus depriving him of a lifetime of income he would have received from practicing law, which he apparently can no longer do since the justices, quote, destroyed the Constitution, upon which his license to practice law is based.
Is he kidding?
Yes.
I mean, tell me this is not going anywhere.
It probably won't. It'll probably get thrown out pretty quick.
Because this is absolutely absurd.
He also claims the ruling rewrites the 14th Amendment and goes beyond a manipulation, twist, strain, or unique perspective on the twist and crosses over into an abandonment of the Constitution. He calls it government intrusion and dishonest.
Wow. That's one way to read the Constitution.
And it is a tyrannical usurpation of authority to rewrite the Constitution.
And that's what he said?
That's what he says. So he's suing the Supreme Court because he's going to lose tons of money because he can't practice law because they broke the Constitution. Because they allowed same-sex marriage.
Same-sex marriage is destroying the planet Earth as we speak.
Yes, it destroyed the Constitution. Yes, that is true.
Jesus Christ. And I love how he comes up with the $6 million number.
Well, I'm imagining he came up with that by doing all sorts of future predictions.
Uh-huh.
A little redundant there. About what he could earn. Because that's what he's saying. He's missing out $6 million in future earnings.
The guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I agree. He's also And this guy is a lawyer.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's an idiot because he honestly thinks this has a chance in hell to go anywhere.
Yeah, I know.
Not to mention it's absurd.
Oh, I agree.
Boy, somebody's got some serious homophobic issues.
Well, I don't think it's necessarily homophobic. It has part of that. But this guy sounds a lot like a tenther.
Well, I was going to say he's just pissed.
Yeah, he's just pissed about it. Yeah, he's talking. He's going on and on about states' rights, and he's probably of the kind that thinks states should be able to regulate pretty much whatever they want.
Individually.
And that would be breaking the Constitution.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. For someone who seems to think he knows his Constitution, he might want to go back and reread it again.
Yeah, especially that 14th Amendment he keeps bringing up. Yeah. That one's kind of important.
I mean, I don't understand people. This is the United States of America. I mean, so many people you hear more and more. It's like each state should be able to do what they want, when they want, and be basically their own little mini country, really, is what they want to see.
I agree.
Yeah.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
All right.
It's Potter time.
It's Potter time.
And who do we have this time?
We have traveled to Mississippi.
Alrighty.
This was inevitable. I think we've done Mississippi. I'd have to check again, but I don't remember.
Yeah, you would think we would have.
Yep.
We'll see.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is this week's award winner.
Okay.
He has decided to make Confederate Heritage Month.
For April.
April, yes.
April. Because?
Well, let's get into that. On Bryant's gubernatorial letterhead, the proclamation starts out by explaining that April is the appropriate month to honor Confederate heritage because it is the month in which the Confederate States began and ended a 4-year struggle.
So do we get to have a swastika month?
Maybe.
Because it kind of reminds me of that.
It adds that the states celebrate Confederate Memorial Day on April 25th, which is true. It does.
Uh-huh.
To recognize those who served in the Confederacy.
Don't we have history stuff, you know, historical things and stuff for all battles and...
Yeah, pretty much.
And whatnot.
But this one is specifically for those who serve
just the Confederate.
Just the Confederate. Right. So what's interesting here is that this proclamation was done at the request of the citizens of the Confederacy.
Okay.
A group that has on several occasions advocated to rewrite history surrounding the reasons of the Civil War, which they have renamed the Second American Revolution.
Wait a minute. Back that choo-choo up again. What? Yeah.
So they want to, this is a group that wants to rewrite history.
Right.
As we know it.
That's what I'm saying. Wait, they want to rewrite history?
They want to make it an economic struggle against tyranny. They don't want to say that it was about slavery. They don't want to say that it was...
Because they want to avoid the obvious. Yeah. I mean...
They want to say it was specifically about the state's rights to regulate
And
people.
Yet we all know that was not the case.
We all know it was about states' rights to retain
slavery.
So
they want to rewrite history to make them look good.
Yes, that is true. And it's another interesting note here.
Uh-huh.
Is there is no Black History Month on his proclamation so far this year.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Just a little side note. But text of the proclamation. You ready for this? Whereas it is important for all Americans to reflect upon our nation's past, to gain insight from our mistakes and successes, and to come to a full understanding that the lessons learned yesterday and today will carry us through tomorrow, we carefully and earnestly strive to understand and appreciate our heritage and our opportunities which lie before us. That's part of it.
Okay.
That's crazy.
So this is a proclamation?
Yeah, I get it. We need to learn from our mistakes, right?
Of course.
But I don't think that making an entire month Confederate History Month is a way to learn from those mistakes.
No, it's more like glorifying it.
It is glorifying it. You don't learn. That's not how you learn from your mistakes.
No, I mean, that's, I can think of a couple other things that if they were to make the month-long celebrations like that, it would get the same response.
Right.
It's glorifying the ugly, I guess you could say.
I agree.
I mean, you wouldn't do stuff like that. Well, hey, it's, you know, Slavery Month, or it's Swastika Month, or, you know, what have you.
Yeah. Genghis Khan Month.
Yeah, exactly. Why not?
So, he also created a proclamation proclaiming January 31st through February 6th, Catholic School Week.
This is fun.
Which reads, in part, whereas we acknowledge the 169 years that Catholic schools have throughout Mississippi, have educated thousands of students of all faith traditions of varying racial and ethnic backgrounds in learning environments of high academic standards, morals, values, and religious beliefs supported by the home.
Really?
I don't think he knows those words.
Well, that's why you're sitting here reading. I'm like, okay, that doesn't go with that. That doesn't make any sense with that.
So he has decided to create a week of honoring a religious organization.
I was going to say, first of all, one.
Yeah, one. One.
Particular so that's, religion.
Yeah, I didn't see any others in there. But he has decided to make a honoring a school week to a church religion that has destroyed the lives of so many people.
Yes.
Right.
There's, I didn't even take it to that, but yeah.
They hide pedophiles.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking that, right? I was thinking so many other things, but yeah.
That's my biggest issue with this. It's well known that Catholic schools hide pedophiles.
I went to Catholic school.
They're not good places of learning. They never have been.
Not really. I don't recall learning anything, honestly.
From stories I've heard about Catholic schools, you know, the nuns are not very nice.
No.
I've heard stories of severe physical abuse when you don't do your studies right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no, you should not be doing that.
Yeah, I only went to Catholic school for 3 years, so yeah. I didn't have to endure it the whole time. Yeah.
But that's not the worst thing he's done.
Oh, there's more, of course,
there's more.
As usual.
Brian was participating in a Washington Post Live event in 2013 focused on the importance of ensuring children read well by the end of third grade. Maybe I should take that course. In response to a question about how America became so mediocre in regard to educational outcomes, because, you know, we're just mediocre in our education.
Right, because we go to public school.
Yeah.
Or did.
Here's what he said. I think both parents started working, and mom is in the workplace. That's why education went downhill.
Because women had to go to work?
Yeah, because
Whose
women...
Whose fault was that?
I don't know.
Start making everything have to be paid by two working parents because everything's too damn expensive.
Right, I agree.
We did that to ourselves.
Well, that's not even that's not even my issue here.
No, I know. I'm
off track. He's talking about how when we destroyed the family.
Right, I know.
We limited the education. No, that's not true. When we improved our public education and the literacy rates actually went up, this has nothing to do with moms working.
No, of course it doesn't. No, the only thing that has to do with mom working is... Mom had to go to work because everything started getting so damn expensive. It took two incomes to be able to afford anything.
Right, I agree. I mean, it's ridiculous.
But that had nothing to do with school.
Right.
I mean.
That's just showing his misogynistic ways.
Uh-huh, exactly.
Right. But I found a little more that proves his anti-education. Because I think he is.
Yeah, not a fan of education at all.
In April 2015, he vetoed Senate Bill 2161, which was called the Anti-Common Core Bill. Now, normally, I would applaud someone for voting, for vetoing a bill that was against Common Core. Because I agree with Common Core. Right? This bill would have destroyed Common Core in Mississippi. But I don't like the reason he voted for it. Okay. Or vetoed it.
Right.
Get my words
that.
Right.
Keep saying voted.
Vetoed. Same.
Get it right.
Spelling. Close. Yeah. Maybe I need some literacy.
I was gonna say, education.
And here's his reason. I remain firmly committed to ending Common Core in Mississippi. This bill does not accomplish that goal, and I cannot in good conscience sign it into law. He vetoed it because it didn't go far enough to destroy Common Core.
Oh, so it wasn't
It wasn't enough.
Right.
So he's talking out a bill that has this directive. The State Board of Education shall remove the Common Core copyright and any references to Common Core standards from the Mississippi College and Career Readiness Standards and to ensure Mississippi's sovereign right to maintain standards to best meet the needs of Mississippi citizens. So,
in English?
In English, they wanted to say, we're going to do this program, but it's not Common Core, even though it's got Common Core stuff in it. They're not calling it Common Core. Was what it was.
Right.
And he didn't like that because it didn't remove Common Core.
Right.
So, and it also had this in it, which really bothered me. The State Board of Education shall ensure that no official employee agency or board of the state shall enter into agreement with any federal agency in exchange for funding for public school programs. So basically this bill would have said, if you agree to federal standards, or you're not allowed to agree to any federal standards to get federal funding for your public schools.
Right.
So basically most of the money that goes to Mississippi would be gone.
Jeez. So definitely anti-education.
Anti-education, right?
Yes. Keep them dumb and easy to control.
So here's the biggest issue with this. He agrees with the original version that was authored by Senate Vidit Carmichael. But he didn't approve the watered-down legislation is what he's saying.
Right.
Because they changed it during negotiations to get it to pass and all this stuff, right? Because it was obviously pretty rough. So it originally had this language. To provide that the state Board of Education, the State Department of Education, shall take no further action to implement any Common Core standards developed by the Common Core State Standards Initiative.
English.
They would not. So the original bill said there would be no Common Core, period.
Oh, okay.
That it would be basically removed from all curriculum.
Right.
So the Common Core is what is bringing America up to a reasonable standard.
Right. Even though we're still behind.
Even though we're still behind. Right. We're ahead of a lot of countries, but we're behind a lot of countries.
Right.
So what Common Core does is it's not a curriculum. Uh-huh. It's a standard of what kids should know by this age.
Right.
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 It's not about the way you teach. It's not about what you teach. It's about the final outcomes.
Right.
And these people don't understand that. They think that the Common Core is coming in and telling them exactly what and how to teach. That's not it.
And he doesn't like that.
He doesn't like it. He thinks it infringes on the state's rights to educate their children their way.
Right. That's actually what it boils down to. It's him being able to control his state and being able to put those things in that he wants to see put in. That's what it comes down to.
Right. Well, here's the problem. This is coming from a governor of state that routinely ranks near the bottom of every study for K-12 education. Next to last in high school graduation and is number 45 in spending per pupil.
Wow.
Which is $10,000 less a year than the highest state of New York. So they spend $10,000 less per student than New York State.
And apparently, you know, all the around the books, they're lowest or lower.
There was one study I read. They were 51.
Wow. There's not a lot more states than that.
Yeah, there's not. There are no more states than that. I know. They were below D.C.,
damn.
Which is why 51.
Right, I know.
They were 48, 49, 50, in so many studies that I looked at.
Oh my gosh.
In literacy, in high school graduation, in ACT scores.
They really need to focus on their education.
Maybe if they let some Common Core in and some federal money in, that might help.
Yeah. Because if you don't educate people, the society doesn't get better. They don't. they're not capable of helping each other or themselves and making a better society.
The poorly educated are easy to manipulate.
Well, that's exactly, that's what it comes down to. That's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
Because you can control them when they're not educated.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, think of the Dark Ages.
Yeah, there was nothing but control.
Yeah, there's no education, no reading, no writing, and it was a piece of cake to control them.
Yeah, all you had to do was feed them the right information.
Wasn't it the Catholic Church that was running everything back
then?
Yeah,
back then, yeah.
Yeah, so super easy, you know, they're dumb and don't know anything. We can tell them what we want, they'll believe everything we say.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, you know, that's what, and I hear it time and time again with people in leadership positions, that's what they want to see.
I know.
The religious leadership, you know, people who have religious base that are in power positions, they want to be able to control that simply, you know?
Most of them seem to be anti-education.
Because of that reason.
Right.
You don't have much of a conflict if they're not, you know, educated enough to be able to run against them or cause them, you know, I can't think of the word I just lost, but, you know.
Controversy?
Yeah. I mean, make their job a lot harder. They don't want that.
Yeah. And that's why, specifically for his stance on education.
Right.
He's got the Potter Award because he's controlling that so much.
Yeah. He's keeping it locked down in his power.
Yep.
And it'll make his job that much easier.
Yes, it will.
Yep.
And that's all the yakking we're going to have for you this week.
And we'll see you again next week.
We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.